He's just a guy that can do it all, and I think both of us like that. Play the run well, play the pass well, and can't really get a beat off of each other. Who's ever doing whatever? You know what I mean? We can switch it up from time to time because I think the coaches have that trust in us that we can do any type of job. Man, it's good having a guy like that beside you that can do it all and you trust. I think trust is the biggest thing when it comes to being a linebacker. Oh, no question. I think that chip never leaves your shoulder, especially you free agent like I am. I know he was a late round pick, and I can see by his skill out there. I don't know, sixth round. Ooh. I mean, so yeah, I mean, it's always gonna stay on you, and I mean that's just what we play like we do, just running around, aggressive, just flying around because we have that. I know I have that free agent mentality, you know. I just feel like I'll always be a rookie free agent in everybody's eyes, so I'm out to prove everybody, you know. I mean, when you're growing up, I mean, you always see a Ray Lewis, you know what I mean? Of course, a Urlacher, Briggs, all those guys. I mean, Chicago's always known for his linebacker, right? So, and then I'm from Waco. So, of course, Singletary there at Baylor, that's all you hear the stories. And then my coach there at Mary Harden Baylor at the D3 college that I was at, that's all he talked about, Singletary. Like, he was doing it like this and like that. You know, he's showing me different things. And, yeah, I mean, when you hear about Singletary coming all the way up, man, it's, you know, it's – and he looked like he played with a chip on his shoulder. You know what I mean? So, it was just – it's just the type of guys we are. I mean, it's a 3-4 defense, but it's a little different than what I had in Indy. Back in Indy, it was more of a hybrid 4-3, like it was a mix of this is a true 3-4, but it does have some of those principles into it. You know what I mean? And understanding the coverage and concepts. I had a good D coordinator and linebacker coach over there to help me understand football. You know, as far as concepts and everything, so I'm able to pick up on that. Then I have to, you know, work on, okay, who's playing with me, who's playing in front of me, who's playing behind me. I mean, it's just the little things, the little nuances in the defense to help me play even faster and help anticipate things, you know what I mean? So it was, but it is, I think it's a linebacker-friendly defense.